You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're on Phoenix Nation. Thanks to Oppo here on SENZ. And the big boss lady of the Wellington Phoenix women's team, Nat Lawrence, joins us. G'day, Nat. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, mate. My pleasure. Always happy to talk footy with you, mate. And, of course, we're coming into the last game of the season. There's something on it for both teams against the Victory at the Caketon. Should be a cracker.
Yeah. It should be a great game. I was just talking to the guys in the office. So I was like, we just wanted to make it really interesting and get more fans, you know. So, must win for both teams. So it's a bit of an exciting game for us to end on.
I like how you've included the marketing department and ticket sales into your thought pattern here.
Of course. One club together. Collaboration. Yeah.
Indeed, mate. Indeed. I mean, because last weekend would have been disappointing, right? The team would have been up knowing that a win against Newcastle gets you out of the wooden spoon position. That didn't happen. So what did you say afterwards and how did you turn it around? Because that game against Adelaide was magnificent.
Yeah, it was. It's a lot of credit to the players, to be honest. Like, after Newcastle was a real tough one to take, there was a lot of emotion. But we spoke about like allowing ourselves to feel that, allowing ourselves to feel that like hurt or feeling a little bit sorry for ourselves, but moving on really, really quickly. And we've had games in the season where we felt that, and the players have just been like, we want to play tomorrow. Well, this was the opportunity to do it. This was the opportunity where we didn't dwell on kind of what didn't necessarily work out for us against Newcastle, and we were able to just fully focus on Adelaide. We travelled with a larger squad, so from like a team perspective, that was great having everyone there. We were able to make changes. I thought we were quite brave in our changes and showed that the quality of the squad that we had, and even the players that weren't part of either the Newcastle game or the Adelaide game, they had a role and they fulfilled their role really well. So it was kind of a message of we've got nothing to lose but everything to gain from this game. And I thought that whilst it maybe wasn't our prettiest game of the season in possession, I felt like we were in control of that game against Adelaide. And, we took our chances, which is something that we've been talking about all season. So we were really, really pleased. And, you know, we've reviewed the game today. We've previewed Melbourne Victory today. There's a lot of recovery happening so that we can come out firing again.
Well, I guess that's the other thing is how do you balance that, right? You know, you've got you had the midweek game, which was very close to last weekend's game. You got this game, so what is that like? 3 games in 8 days. How are the squad looking, and are you confident you can put your best team out?
Yeah, the squad are looking good. Like the positive part is that a lot of them have been through World Cups. A lot of have been through the Youth World Cups, especially where it goes. It is like this. It's game, 2 days game, and rest, recovery, and being a little bit more creative with a bit of video work is really, really key. So obviously as staff, we've been through that as well. So we're able to draw on our experiences for that to prepare for this. Being able to rest and utilize players throughout the 3 games is really, really helpful. And I think that you know it's like when you do you do like a form of exercise or anything, and you get to that last 10 seconds and all of a sudden you find the energy to sprint or to really pull it out there for the last part. This is what we're hoping for for this game, that we know it's our last game, and everyone will kind of leave everything on the field. And the squad's looking good. They're looking fit. They're looking healthy. And it's going to be it's going to be hard to pick just a 16 from the performances that we've seen, but we'll definitely aim to put our strongest team out.
I'd imagine Millie Clegg might make it.
Millie did well. You know, she celebrated her first call up to the Ferns with 2 goals. So, yeah, Millie's looking pretty good. She's pretty happy.
And everybody's different, right? So people are different, players are different, but we've talked earlier in the season about Alyssa Winham, and, you know, she burst onto the scene. Everybody expected great things, and maybe that pressure got to her a bit. How have you managed Millie differently, if at all, to how maybe Alyssa got handled in that first, second year?
Yeah, I think, you know, Alyssa's had a bit of a disjointed year, and, you know, she would have grown a lot from kind of the things that she's faced, and, you know, we're trying to help her through that as well. And this injury has come probably at a bad time for her, but she knows that she's back next season. She knows that she's got a bright future. And it also just proves that us as coaches, us as the media, us as fans need to not just heap a whole pile of pressure onto these kids. Mm. We've learned a lot from that. And, you know, Millie is different to Alyssa. I wouldn't compare them at all, but I've definitely feel like I've been pretty honest in the media about being patient with Millie and not putting her under this pressure. And, you know, I think sometimes that is taken into account and sometimes it's not, but Millie's got to where she is through doing what she needs to. She hasn't been in the team the whole season. She's worked hard. She's worked hard to get consistent and, you know, deserves a chance at the Ferns. And I think a call up at the end of the season rather at the start of the season is probably right for her. She has parents from high performing backgrounds who are very, very clued up, who give her heaps of support. And, you know, I really enjoy bumping into them at games as well and just chatting about things. So, yeah, we're able to learn from a lot last season. And, yeah, Millie will, she'll do a great job at the Ferns. She's got a good head on her shoulders.
What about yourself, Nat? I mean, come Saturday afternoon, you'll have had 18 games as head coach in a professional environment. How do you think you've changed as a coach from, you know, when you got the job to now?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I think I continue to evolve. I think that, you know, early on, some naive mistakes were maybe made, and I look now at the team and our processes and how the team's playing and kind of like how the culture is in the squad. And I'm really pleased with what we've managed to create given the time. And yeah, I know that, like, you know, being on my pro license is a huge thing for me to be able to continue work on my like leadership and moving from an assistant into a head coach. That's going to be crucial. And yeah, we're always reviewing what we do as coaches, like we do with the players. So yeah, I feel like throughout the season, the football that I had in my mind that I wanted us to play is starting to be played. And I've been really, really pleased with the progressions that we've seen. If we get off top of bottom of the league this weekend, then that's kind of the icing on the cake. But, you know, even without that, I look at what this team can do given time, and it could be pretty exciting.
Be very exciting. How many of that team will be in yellow and black next year, do you reckon?
That's a great question. We currently have 2 signed. Mm. And yeah,
I say that because there's a lot of 1-year deals, obviously, not to disparage the players, but I just know there's a lot of 1-year deals.
Chloe and Alyssa are the only ones with 2-year deals. And then, you know, I think the club, there's a core group that the club should re-sign. And then, yeah, you've also got to look at whether the restrictions are lifted on the squad, whether there's... budget for imports and the ability to get imports. And but yeah, I think we have a really good core group that this team could be built around for the next 2 or 3 years.
And I guess that leads me into the million-dollar question. Natty, are we going to have you to talk to next season? Have you had those conversations?
You're probably asking the wrong person. yeah, like, again, a little bit out of my hands on a one-year contract currently. So those kind of talks at board level are ongoing. And I have, made it quite clear that I see a bright future in this club and in this team. I think that the staff that we have are the right staff to lead it, and given more time and, like a stronger pre-season and keeping the nucleus of the squad together and adding some older heads, some more experience and some more quality, this team, if we continue on the trajectory that we are, this team can achieve big things. So, that's kind of my messaging anyway, but whatever kind of happens, it's been a pleasure bringing this team to games at home and getting some great results along the way, getting some frustrating ones also. And just seeing the kind of the players develop as players and people has been a bit of a pleasure to see.
Yeah, mate. Well, and it's always a pleasure to talk football with you, as you know, as I've said. So I wish you all the best for the weekend and beyond that as well. And fingers crossed we get those 3 points and leave the Jets bottom of the pile, eh?
I know. Yeah, bit of a cup final for us. So, but hopefully Wellington gets on a good day and we get some fans out there, the fans that whenever we've had double headers and the fans start to kind of flock in. We have our like core group, which is amazing. And then you get the fans flock in just before the men's game. And they really spur the girls on for that last 30 or so minutes. So let's hope we get a good crowd this weekend to get that over the line.
Yeah, 100%, man, 100%. We'll go well. And like I say, best of luck, Matt.